Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Insights with Charlotte Spicer. Spirituality and Metaphysics Talk Radio, featuring A Course in Miracles, Dream Interpretation, Guided Meditation, and the Psychic and Metaphysics Free-for-All. It's your opportunity to consult with a professional psychic medium, discuss past lives, the chakras, and more. We are non-denominational, and there are no limits. Want to change your life? You must first change your mind. No matter your religious structure, cultivate peace in your reality through self-awareness with an authentic spiritual teacher. And now, your host, Charlotte Spicer.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today is another installment of our monthly segments with Shaman Rai entitled The Truth of the Soul. And we'll be offering readings with Shaman Rai, who has a unique talents and a lovely way of delivering messages from spirit. This takes place on the third Tuesday of every month at 3 p.m. Eastern, and we will take calls for an hour and a half to offer free mini readings to listeners. What does he do, and how does he do it? Shaman Rai is a medium, medical intuitive, and healer. He also channels messages from beings of light, ascended masters, and archangels. Using his clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, and empathic abilities, he provides information about those who are alive or deceased. He can see the condition of the body and identify underlying physical or emotional issues. As appropriate, he brings in divine energies to initiate a physical, emotional, or spiritual healing process. Call in with one question per person to connect to someone on the other side or look into any physical or emotional pains in a quick psychic reading and possible healing. Shaman Rai holds a PhD in social and personality psychology and a doctorate of naturopathy. He is also certified in Reiki, Integrated Energy Therapy, and Hypnosis. On Facebook, you can connect with us at shaman.rai.52 and Spiritual Insights Radio. On my website, spiritualinsightsradio.com, you can tune in to all of Shaman Rai's segments so far and see his schedule of appearances for the next year. Most important is how it works. Calls are taken in the order they're received, so if we don't get to you in future segments, you are encouraged to call in 15 minutes before the show starts to secure your place in the lineup. We appreciate your patience as you wait your turn. Area codes are announced to give you a sense of when you'll be brought on the air. If you hear your area code, and this is extremely important, ladies and gentlemen, you must ensure that you are in a quiet environment, free of conversations, noises, traffic, wind, or any other distractions that can be heard on the air. The reason we do this is to preserve the integrity of the archive for future or repeat listeners. If there are distractions of any kind, we may not be able to take your call. So that is very important. I would ask that you support the show by sharing links to your favorite segments on your social networks. That would be a huge help, as we put a lot of work into the segments, and we do enjoy doing this for you. Shaman Rai also has a very special offer. He is offering a 25% discount on a one-hour session to first-time clients. You can experience a healing for yourself for only $75 instead of the normal $100. Visit the website to schedule a private consultation from anywhere in the world at shamanrai.com, and that is spelled S-H-A-M-A-N-R-A-I.com. Simply use the communication tool on the website to connect with Shaman Rai, and he will forward instructions on how to receive your discount. Remember that gift certificates make great gifts, whether you get a gift for yourself or someone you love who is in need of healing and some clarity in their life. So, well, welcome back to the show, Shaman Rai. It's lovely to be together again.
Yeah, I always love being with you, Charlotte. Thanks for having me on again.
Oh, you're welcome. I really enjoy working with you. So, how did I do on the instructions on how to get their 25% discount as a first-time client? Was that okay?
Absolutely perfect. You know, if they just, well, all we want them to do is mention your show. As long as they mention your name or the show, then I'll send them the instructions on how to get the 25% off. And it's
okay.
Really simple, but, you know.
Yeah.
But this is what I want to know, you know. Yep. Cool.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. So if you're a first-time listener, the name of the show is Spiritual Insights with Charlotte Spicer. Okay, well, would you like to just get to the phones? We have quite a few people in the lineup.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's great.
Okay. I will announce the a short list of the first four or five people to receive their mini reading, and the first one appears to be on either Google Phone or Skype, so it's a series of ones. The next caller after that is area code 216, then area code 412, and then area code 941, and area code 630. As we move through the program, I will announce more area codes as we go down the line. Okay, so bring on the first caller. You'll hear a chime bringing you live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, this is Amber.
Amber, nice to meet you. And what is your question for Shaman Rai today?
Well, today is my grandmother's birthday, and I was hoping to see if she would step forward.
Okay.
What's your grandma's first name?
Yeah, that's
her
what
first
I was
name is Corinne.
Corinne.
I'm not sure. The words I'm hearing is, these are the words I'm hearing. I'm not sure if she knows me that well. I get a feeling about a dog. Do any of those, to start off, do any of those relate to your grandma?
There's something with a dog that I could relate to.
Okay. I'm getting strange sentences here. The dog that first of all, let me focus on the dog because that's coming in pretty clearly. Was it? I don't know what kind of dog you call this, but was it a white, a light fur, and a medium sized dog, medium to a large sized dog?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't. Yes, but it wasn't physically a dog. She had a statue that was a dog that I just remember growing up with.
Well, was it, yeah, but they may show it to me in a certain way, but was it light in color,
yes.
the fur? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Something about her mother wanted her to be, to have something to do with the dog anyway. But then as I started to talk, I'm starting to see, I'm seeing several things. One, at first it looked like a meteor. And then it changed into a something that looked like a spindle kind of thing. It was something long and something at the end. It was being held like a piece of equipment of some kind that you might use. I'm not saying that this is what it was used for, but it's the only thing I can relate to, kind of like for mixing. And then I'm being shown a measuring cup. So was she interested, or did she at one point think about having a restaurant?
Not that I'm aware of, but she loved to cook.
Okay. And 'cause what she said was that her mother wanted her to actually have a restaurant, or she was thinking about having a restaurant at some point. Well, again, she's just communicating to you directly now, because I think we've established who she is. And, you know, basically what she's doing is she's communicating that she loves you very much. I was older when you saw me. These are her words. I was older when you saw me. Was she invalid later in her life? Did she have trouble walking?
Yeah, she had a cane.
Yeah. And so she's talking about, I'm starting to get a little chill on my right-hand side. So she's coming in a little closer to me. The energy I feel, these are words I'm hearing also, is an energy of patience is the words I'm hearing. She was very patient and loving. She liked to, I think as you were a baby and maybe even as you were growing up, she liked to cuddle you. And that was the word that I heard, was cuddle. You were bright-eyed. Are your eyes kind of on the bluish side?
They are.
They are? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's what I'm seeing is you as a baby with the blue being held by your grandma. And your mother liked you very much, she's saying to you. Little distance, your father was more distant than the women in your life at that point. Somebody's talking about your success. She's saying your success in life is assured as long as you kind of keep yourself raised up. In other words, don't allow yourself to go down into the doldrums of doubt and insecurity, but constantly know that you are very capable. This is coming from your grandmother. She wants you to know that you are very capable. I just got chills on that. And that you're really a very loving person. I don't know if you have a man in your life, but I'm being shown a man, a dark-haired man, looking very straight. He's actually wearing a suit as I'm looking at him. So either that's a man in your life, or she may be indicating that this is somebody coming forth for you at some point. Now, has your mother crossed over?
No.
So she's talking about your mother. I say that, not that I saw your mother there, but your grandmother was saying your mother wants you to know. That's why I asked the question.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother wants you to know how much you really loved. There's something about there are times when you have felt neglected, and then they bring up your father, but you are truly surrounded by people who really love you so very much. I love you very much is what she's saying to you as your grandmother is communicating that. Your mother very much wants you to be happy. There have been some rather rough times for you very lately, financial, possibly romantic, that's been coming up. She just wants you to keep the faith, basically, and know that as you raise yourself, raise your vibration, live in the space, you know, there's work to be done for you, is the feeling I'm getting, to keep your mind focused on positive things and not allow these other things that are heavy for you, that drag you down, the thoughts that drag you down, the history that drags you down, that not to live inside of those, but instead live inside of hope and live inside the love that your grandmother had for you. And again, she shows me her holding you as an infant from that very moment where she loved you very much, and she wants you to remember that love all the time. And that's all I have right now. I hope that's helpful to you.
Oh, no, that was beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Who has the statue, Amber?
I believe my aunt has it now.
Sounds like a very special and cherished object.
Definitely.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling into the show. I will put you on hold so you can continue to listen. And
right.
I don't recognize your voice, so it sounds to me like you're a first-time listener and caller.
I am.
Okay. Well, it's nice to meet you. I'll put you on hold, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
When it turned out to be a statue, I got the chills. That was cool. Okay, moving on to area code 216, bringing you live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, ma'am.
You too. My name is Sharon, and how are you both? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. I'm wonderful.
Great.
Yeah. Well, I feel terrific today.
Okay.
How can we help you?
Well, I wanted to see what kind of messages that you can get for me. I'm waiting patiently for an outcome on something. I know it's the holidays, but I'm waiting for a message or an answer. I just wonder if you can get any messages at all from the other side.
Well, the first vision I'm getting is a different one, in that
okay.
It's not exactly clear. It's not clear to me what I'm seeing yet. So it may be a symbol that's meaningful to you, and that's how we tie into the person on the other side that has to do with that. But imagine if you would, imagine that you're in the ocean and that there's this giant seaweed or something like that, and or imagine your hand is going in and out, but it's green colored or dark green colored like a dark seaweed, but it's kind of floating and it's a little bit of a pulsating, maybe you would call it. But imagine your hand going out and stretching your fingers and then pulling it back and they're being withdrawn. This has something to do with you, and I just got chills. So how does that relate to you? What does it mean for you? Is it about the water? Is it about something that's growing underneath the water, something green? What does it refer for you? It somehow connects to that person on the other side.
I'm trying to think, and I just, at this moment, I can't quite think of anything other than gardening that, you know,
It's definitely not gardening.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with gardening.
You know what it feels like to me?
Go ahead.
I'm feeling rhythm, ebb and flow, money cycles, lunar cycles, in, out, and that you really do need to be patient with the outcome of this. And I think it's a symbolic reference to all of the activity at the beach where the moon, lunar cycles, pulls the tide. It comes in, it flows out, but it always comes back. Is that helpful in triggering something?
That can relate to something. Yeah, I understand what you mean by that.
Got you. Okay.
And does it have to do with a man?
It does, yes.
Okay. Now, I'm not always able to hear the name very well, but when something, it sounded to me like a Tom, and then all of a sudden I heard a little bit of a John or something like that, but and I'm getting chills on it, but does that sound close to the name in any way?
No.
Okay, that's fine, because I'm telling you, I don't know why.
That's
but
okay.
I don't hear the words, the names clearly. Here's what I'm hearing now all of a sudden, because I have felt this entity here. He's on my right side. He started up on my shoulder by my neck, and now he's down by my thigh on my right leg. So there's a lot of energy coming in now. And
okay.
He said something about you waited a very long time. You were industrious, and now I'm seeing a buck. I'm seeing a deer, a male deer with full rack on it. But basically, you waited a very long time. Almost like I get the feeling that it's symbolic the buck more of like you were hunting for something, and like one has to wait outside in the woods for the buck to come across. It's like you've been waiting for this buck, for the prize to come along for a very long period of time. Your time is short, is what they're saying. Just got chills on that, so that's very strong. The time is short. You've waited a long time. You've invested a good amount into it. Not a large amount, but you've invested a good amount into it. You waited. You trusted and you believed that it was going to come through. Your wants will be satisfied. Your wants will be fulfilled. You're part of those who are going to see the changeover that's about to take place in this world within a very short period of time, within weeks or less than a month. I got strong chills on that one. So, yes, there is no doubt about it, about what's going to take place. Does this have something to do with a form of currency?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Mutual fund? Is it a mutual fund coming into maturity?
Pardon? No, it's not. It's foreign currency.
Okay.
It's foreign currency. Is it?
No,
is
it's
foreign
not.
Currency?
No, it's not.
It's
no,
not?
It's not.
It's a foreign currency? Okay. But anyway, and so you are about to see that change take place. Your investment will pay off. You're going to be very happy, is the last words I hear.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I just Charlotte asked whether it had something to do with a mutual fund or something like that.
Well, with
the
symbology, with the symbology of the deer, I felt coming into maturity. Whether that is a relationship coming into maturity and then proceeding to end, and it just felt like an investment with everything that I said about the ocean and the lunar cycles.
Okay.
lunar cycles, money cycles, and then this deer with the full rack, the horns are very symbolic and has to do a lot to do with intuition and following your instincts. But a buck is a very mature male deer. So I just equated one with the other and took a shot in the dark that it might have something to do with an investment.
Okay. Gotcha.
But is that completely off?
It was. It has to do with money, but not an investment. But that's
okay.
You guys are very good. I'd say 95% accurate. How's that?
Pretty good. Thank you.
Yes.
All right, Sharon. Well, good luck, and I hope you have a nice long vacation when you get your get your payday.
Thank you, both of you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a nice holiday.
You're welcome. Take care. Thanks.
You too.
Bye.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, symbology hits me very hard. I specialize in the dream interpretation. Okay, so now the lineup of calls is 412, then area code 941, and then area code 914, and then area code 229, and we will continue from there and bring you live on the air, area code 412. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Keisha, hi.
Say it again. Keisha, okay.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Nice to meet you. I didn't really have a question. I was just going to say, like, what did Spirit, you know, what did you guys pick up?
Okay.
And Keisha, are you the caller that we nicknamed Firecracker?
No.
No? Oh, okay. I thought you were somebody else.
So, Keisha, it takes a little while for me to clearly see what this is, but it looks to me like I'm looking at the right eye, but it's not your right eye. It reminds me more of an animal, like a tree climber, because that's what I'm seeing now, some kind of tree climber, climbing a tree, and with the eyes, they're very dark, fill the whole cavity, the dark eyes, and so I can see the kind of animal I want to, but I don't know what it's called, it comes from the forest, basically, and these are animals that are very agile, able to climb, very, very easy to jump from one place to another. They're trying to say the name to me, but I'm not hearing it, and so what this suggests to me is that you are somebody who has great agility. You know, I almost get the feeling, you know, I'm a Gemini, and as a Gemini, I'm very quick moving, and I'm pretty agile in being able to move and do things, although I don't have the strength or anything like that physically to move up a tree. But there's something about this quickness and this ability to jump across large spaces and get to where you want to go. And I think this is talking about, you know, who you are as a person and what opportunities lie for you, lie ahead for you, because you have that ability to see far ahead. And they just showed me the eye very strongly again as I said that, see far ahead and then be able to jump into a new place and land very, very safely. I get the feeling that maybe you're looking at changing your career or changing the place that you're working at in order to make that kind of leap forward. You have a lot of success potential. Sometimes you're not quite confident about yourself. Even though you're able to do these things, you're not always confident about that you are actually going to land on your feet. So sometimes, even though it's not part necessary, it may be part of you to hesitate in moving forward in that way. But the opportunity is there, and you do have the ability. You're a lot smarter than what you think you are, and sometimes your self-doubts get in your way. But hold this vision of yourself, of being able to make that leap, being able to climb up and make the leap across. That's what's symbolic for you, as I see it. Does that make any sense for you?
It could, yeah. I'm a person, I do move around a lot.
You do yeah. What? I'm sorry?
I do move around a lot, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's all I'm getting, Keisha.
Okay.
I hope that's helpful.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much,
You're
Keisha.
Welcome.
I'll put you on hold,
okay.
honey. Very good. Moving on to area code 941, bringing you live on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's your name?
Carla.
Carla, okay.
Yes.
And
hi, Carla.
How can Shaman Rai help you today?
I have a, does he answer questions?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll answer.
Okay.
If I get the
okay.
answer.
Okay.
We can only tell you what we're
through,
given.
Yeah, my daughter's going through a legal thing with the father of her child, but I got to know the lawyer, and I went on a date with him, and he's not professing who he says, because he says he's Buddhist, and I'm very spiritual, but believe in Buddhist. And the date went so bad. And, I mean, I just get a bad feeling that I'm worried that he's not going to represent my daughter, or maybe that's just my fear. And I was wondering, is he going to still do his job of protecting my daughter and getting the case done?
Okay, so first of all, as you started to speak, I got hit in my throat, which means to me that either you're having difficulties verbalizing or vocalizing what is there, or you have a physical issue going on there. And I'm going to say that it's probably you're choked up in your throat, literally, and that makes
you emotional. Because I haven't told anybody about it.
With your body. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not communicating it out. Okay. Now, when you asked, is he going to represent your daughter, I heard the words, he's not a strong advocate, he's not a strong attorney. So
I thought that was the beginning, too.
Okay. So they actually use the word weakly, you know, W-E-A-K-L-Y is the kind of approach he takes. He's not as strong of character, as you've already learned. Is it possible for your daughter to switch to another attorney?
It would cost us more money.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a decision for you here. You know, that's all we can say. He can represent your daughter. It's going to be weak. We can't tell you the outcome of the representation, obviously, because everything is moment-to-moment decisions and how everybody plays everything out. I do see her father being rather large, okay, in this whole thing. I think that represents that he himself carries a good deal of power within him and is not he's a fighter. He's a fighter, and he's open to fighting. So, that's all I can tell you at this point. There are decisions for you to make down the road and see what you want to do. But that's what I see there.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carla. Good luck.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to area code 914, bringing you live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Christine?
Say it again.
Yeah.
Christine?
Okay. Christine.
Yeah.
Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Do you have a question?
Well, basically, I was going to ask if you could pick up anything around me in terms of career.
Well, I'll just describe whatever I'm seeing. I'm not sure that we're at career yet, but there's something about the Christmas holidays with the ornaments being placed on the tree is coming up very strongly for you. There's a nice large ornament that is being placed, and actually it's being placed on a relatively thin branch of the Christmas tree, and it's a relatively large and substantial ornament. And so I get the feeling that, one, obviously it's the holiday time and, you know, that's probably on your mind. But the symbology here is important because I'm seeing this one branch kind of separated from the rest of the tree and with this heavier, very nice, I would call it an expensive-looking ornament that's there. And so it seems, and the branch is holding it. The branch is able to hold it, even though it's kind of thin. so that I think there's some kind of financial thing that's associated with this, that's some kind of expense that's kind of hanging out on a rather thin branch, or you know, there may not be the strength there long term to actually hold this expensive ornament. So how does this relate to your career? I'm actually asking them, how does this relate to your career? So all of a sudden they change the image, and all of a sudden I'm seeing a baby. I'm seeing a very young baby that maybe is a few weeks old in winter clothes that had a cap on it, and as it was picked up, the cap fell off of it. So there's a new birth that's taking place, unless you have a child that young at this point. There's something that's being birthed here, and the Christmas tree is being shown again. So something around Christmas time, there's going to be some kind of major change, new birthing of you into a new kind of opportunity at that point, and it may actually open up shortly after the new year. But you've got to develop a sense of confidence about yourself that you can actually do this new opportunity. It's going to be something that is very possible, but I see that this branch being thin, suggesting that, you know, there's a little bit of concern on your part whether you can actually move up. Now, it's a matter of clearing your thoughts, your thinking about yourself. Whatever is stopping you from moving ahead and having this big, lovely ornament that you really want, this object that you really want, you're being held back from it and birthing this new opportunity. You're holding it back because you're not allowing yourself to fully grow into your full strength because of the thoughts that go through you, so mm-hmm. from other times. So it's a matter of clearing your thinking and allowing that opportunity really to flow through you. So, again, you're going to determine whether or not it flows through, but you need to look at life a little bit differently, that you do have power and capability and strength that you can take these things on and let go of those low vibration thoughts is one way for me to put it. Is that clear? Okay, does that make sense for you?
That totally makes sense. But I'm just wondering what field or what direction, because I'm kind of lost as to exactly what path I should be taking.
I'm waiting to see if they show me a particular path. I'm going to say this. I'm not getting anything clear. What I'm getting almost looks like a telephone pole rotating around, you know, and I don't know if that has a particular meaning for you. But I want you to understand something, that it's not that spirit has we are the creators. Within us is the creation source. Each time we make decisions, we form our future. We create mm-hmm. our future. And so what I would ask you to do is, what is it that you are passionate about? What is it that really calls to you and says, this is what I want to do with my life? And so I think that's why I'm seeing this poll, which has almost nothing on it right now. I don't know if you are if you have formulated your thoughts and your desires, because you're going to create the future and open it up. I'd rather do it that way than say, well, this is what's coming at this point. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm actually kind of torn between two different career paths, and I'm just not sure which one. I mean, I'm currently unemployed right now, so I'm worried about what is my next job going to be, but I'm also worried about which career path I should be taking.
Mm-hmm. What they're saying is there's no wrong answer here. There's no wrong choice here. That whichever one you choose, if you go at it with passion and love and with power, you know, with power, building up your strength so that you can hold that larger prize at the end, you will be successful at, and that's the truth. That's just the truth. You can choose either one, and whichever one you really put your heart and soul into and build your muscles up and build your skills up and really love it, that's the one that's going to work for you at any moment.
Is that helpful?
Yes, very. And I hope I hope that around Christmas time is when I get the new position, whatever I'm looking
mm-hmm.
for.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. Well,
just
worry. And think about it and dream about it. Are you still there? Is she still there?
Yes, I'm here.
She's still here. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell something just came to my mind, and I want you to think about this. As a technique, and I tell this to this is for everybody who's listening. When my middle son was into theater, but he had a lot of reasons to he was not confident, mm-hmm. and this was a summer theater program for high school age students. Well, we were doing this one show, and he decided he really wanted to have the second male lead, and it would have been the first time he had moved from backbench to being in a leading position.
Mm-hmm.
And that night, I was president at the time, and so I had to leave while all discussions were taking place. My vice president ran it, and so I went home. He went home, and he wrote down on a piece of paper the part he really, really wanted, and he put it under his pillow, and he went to sleep. The next morning, I get a phone call from my vice president that my son got the second male lead and that they had been focusing on somebody else, and then late during the night, all of a sudden, they said, no, he's the one that should get it. And I do believe he created that by his intention and writing his intention down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to do that. It's your intention that's going to create it. And you can do it by writing it or however else you want to do it. Don't put a time limit on it, but now that you have two choices, what do you intend? What do you really want? Write it down and put your intention fully behind it. I hope that helps further.
Okay, yes, it does.
You can also ask for information in a dream. You can program a dream, and dreams are messages from your soul by way of the subconscious mind. So we can't figure out the best route with our brains, just, you know, flesh and gray matter. We can't see the big picture, but our soul
mm-hmm.
does. So before you go to sleep, ask, what would bring me more fulfillment and joy? Which industry? Which path?
Mm-hmm.
And see what you get. But absolutely make that intention concrete by writing it down with your hand and let that energy come through your arm down onto the paper to manifest it in the 3D.
Okay.
And then put all your force behind it. Put
mm-hmm.
all your force. No worry. You worry too much.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's the holidays, and being unemployed is a very daunting thing. But filling
mm-hmm.
your mind with worry is going to cancel out any intention you can set.
Okay.
Okay? Is that helpful?
Okay. Very
all right,
helpful.
Christine. You
I
can
really
do this.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
You're welcome. Have a good holiday.
Take care,
you
dear.
Too.
All right. I'll put you on hold. Excellent stuff. Okay, area code 229, bringing you live on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your name, dear?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin. I'm calling out of Georgia.
Melvin from Georgia. Well, welcome to the show, Melvin. How can Shaman Rai
yes.
help you today?
Yes, ma'am, and sir. I just want to see what you all have. Tell me about my finances and career. I'm working part-time now at a group home. I was working at the hospital here in Georgia, but last year, they closed the hospital down, and about 800 and some employees lost their job, including me. But I'm working part-time, but I'm not making enough there to keep my rent up, other bills up. And it's a struggle, and the people that I'm working with are not totally professional at all. It's just a bad environment that I'm around, and I try to just, you know, shield myself with, you know, protect myself, you know, with white light. and golden light and violet light for a shield of protection. I call on my spirit guides and angels. And it's been so stressful for me. And I just, I have a lot more going on with me, with my son getting shot back in June of this year. And I posted some stuff on Facebook trying to get him in Shepherd's Hospital in Atlanta, Georgia. He was paralyzed, and he needs some intense physical therapy. So I just have a lot right now going on, but whatever you all can help me with, it would very much be appreciated. Yes.
Okay. Let me just say, you know, as you began your conversation and you talked about your finances, they said your finances were good, but then when you mentioned the work, even before you described it, they went, whoa, it's like, you know, like W-H-O-A, whoa, you know, like something's going on there, really big time. So you got into the medical field, but you had a bigger goal than just to work, or you have a bigger goal than just to work in the positions that you've had up to now. Did you want to go back to school at some point?
Oh, yes, sir. You're hitting it right on the head. I have only 8 classes remaining for my degree in middle grade education.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
We can hear you. Can't you hear us?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
Did you hear me? I think his mute button is on. Give him a second to fix it. It happened. Can you hear us now,
okay.
Sean Leroy?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, now I can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Melvin
have,
was saying
yeah.
you hit the nail on the head, and he's got 8 classes to go for his degree. Go ahead, Melvin.
Yes, ma'am. And I am a football coach here in Georgia, and I was offered a coaching job last year. Well, excuse me, this season, but the season's over with. We have the playoff. And the guy was going to give me a job, and he changed his mind. So I'm going to throw it back out there at another high school here in Georgia that, you know, that's what I love doing. I love working with kids. I love coaching. And I want to get back and finish these little 8 classes, and they're all elective classes. I have 108 credit hours. I only need 120. So, I have 112,
okay.
But I only need 120. I need just 8 more. So that's how close and frustrating it is for me. I ran out of tuition. I'm trying to find a grant to knock it out because the school starts back next month. And
let me say some of the things that I'm here. First of all, that job that fell through as a coach, it was a good thing it fell through. It was not a good position for you to be at. The other one that you mentioned, you're looking at another high school or something, they gave that as a good thumbs up. They said that was good to go. Your finances can improve slightly over the next 3 or 4 weeks by you reaching out to other people in your community in some way. You know a lot more people, you know a lot of people, and some of those people can utilize your services and your assistance, which can help you then raise the money that you need. And focusing on your son for a moment now, in terms of his condition, I see him, it looks like he's in the hospital, and he's a great supporter of yours. He really wants you to be very successful. He wants you to take, he's saying he wants you to take some of the pressure off of yourself concerns making, you know, how you, so very often we'll do this as a parent when our child gets hurt, we look at ourselves and we say, what did I do wrong? And we put pressure on ourselves about that. And, you know, he wants you to know that you didn't do anything wrong. There was nothing done wrong in any way. This was just something that happened but wasn't your fault in any way. He wants you to clearly understand that. And he wants you to let go of the guilt and the pain that you're carrying. It's hard to do, but that's where your son's head is at. Now, he is feeling pain, your son. I'm looking at his spine. And so it looks to me, if as I look at the spine, what I'm seeing is that energy is moving up okay from the lower back, but it seems like there's something going on in that lower spine area, because I see a lot of light all of a sudden there, but then the light,
right,
the energy trickles up the back somewhat. And so the therapy will help. He's going to be limited. The pain is great. I'm hearing it may be reduced over time. And your son loves you very, very much. And yeah. And he wants you to let go that that pain that you carry, the guilt that you carry, and he wants to reassure you that he's going to be fine. Your finances, they just went back to. You know, I'm trying to see what this is that they're showing me. What I'm seeing is at first it looked like two tubes next to each other, but then it looked like legs. But it's not in a football uniform; it's in something else. But almost like a direction for you to go. I don't know if this is what you do or not, but I see somebody doing sit-ups, and that I could see relating to the football. But I get a feeling about physical therapy as actually being a direction for you to go. I just feel very strongly that you have a very strong bent towards a medical aptitude, you know, being a doctor or being something close to that. And I think that that's really, that's a strong direction for you to go to at this point. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, yes, it does. I mean, I love helping people, and I love helping, you know, my mentally ill clients and all of that aspect. But, you know, lately, you know, even though the holidays are coming up and the bank messed up my paycheck, and I need extra little cash between now and Christmas just to have a piece to where I can buy my grandkids something for Christmas. So, that's why, you know, I just need something extra coming in.
That's why they're saying to you very clearly, look to those around you. Look to the people who are around you that you know. And they need assistance. And there are people right near you who you know or know through somebody else who you can help, and you can make that extra money at this point. That's available to you.
Okay, yeah. Well, it may be my sister.
Yeah, I'm not seeing who it is, but that's what they're telling me. And I hope that's helpful for you.
Yes, sir. It is helpful for me. Well, do you all see me, like, on the football field next season in July, August?
Let me see. Well, I see what I would call a tackling dummy, a bag, you know, the tackling bag.
Right.
So the answer is yes, you will be. And they just referred to that new place that you referred to, that high school or something. They just referred to that as a likely place where you're going to be.
Great job. Yes, sir.
Good
That's
for you.
Wanna...
You have amazing
yeah.
energy, Melvin. I just want to say I just feel such a warmth and a bright light coming from you, and that, can you feel that, Shaman Rai? Just all this extreme potential and life-changing energy in the lives of others. I do like the idea of physical therapy. I do feel strongly that the reason why this happened was your son,
right,
before you were both born, agreed to inspire you by allowing this
right.
to happen to him. Because every time something bad happens, God pulls a miracle out of it. And it inspires us. And I think that's
yeah.
the position you're in. And I think that this current job that you have is
yeah.
the universe applying pressure and saying, Melvin, listen to us. Listen to us and let us guide you. Do you want to do? Because I know you said you asked your spirit guides and you used the light, and that those techniques are very wonderful and powerful. But it takes a lot to let go. And I know you're under a lot of stress, and that hinders our ability to let go. But picture letting go is as the opposite of struggling with something and trying to force an outcome, and then giving up, and then allow your hands, your clenched fists to open, and then raise your arms up to the universe and say, okay, I'm listening. What would you have me do? I will do it. And then things will happen a lot more smoothly and a lot faster for you.
Okay. Yes, that's great.
You're going to be in my prayers, but I think by this time next year, your life is going to be totally different, and so will your sons.
Wow. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you all so much. Very much.
You're welcome, and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be too proud to ask for help. Hold a fundraiser if you need to, or go around and just ask, is there anything I can do for you to raise a little extra cash? I'm willing to do it. And people will respond from that level of humility and integrity, okay?
Okay, because I did go to GoFundMe.com.
Yes.
And I have a profile on my Facebook page about raising money for my son for physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice little site, and I have pictures of me and my son in the hospital, and I got one donation so far, but I feel like it's going to probably start after the holidays. Is that pretty much accurate?
Is that on GoFundMe.com? What's the name of the website, Melvin?
Yes, ma'am. It's GoFundMe.com.
Okay. How do we find you?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Finish. GoFundMe.com slash...
GoFundMe.com/DBG380.
GoFundMe.com/DBG380. That's how we find you?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, you can just go to my Facebook. You can just go to my Facebook page. It's Melvin Mitchell out of Thomasville, Georgia. And you'll see a Marine Corps picture. That's me. And in dress blues with a white hat. That's Melvin Mitchell in Thomasville, Georgia. And you scroll down and see the link that I put on there and all the writing I did. And you can click on the website.
We'll do that. Okay, I'm appealing to the listeners. Visit Melvin's Facebook page at Melvin Mitchell. He's out of Thomasville, Georgia. And you're a vet? You served our country?
Yes, ma'am. I'm a former U.S. Marine.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a U.S. Marine that needs help with his son. Do you think we could rally the troops and offer him some assistance with our hearts and our wallets? I hope that many people visit your page and do what they can to help out and help your son and you. Okay, Melvin?
Okay, God bless. Thank you all very much.
God bless you, dear. You're quite welcome. Thank you for tuning in and calling in. Love you, too.
All right, bye-bye.
Beautiful stuff. Bye-bye. Wow, such love.
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, so let's see if we can help him out. I'm going to go visit his page after the show. Okay, area code 678 is up next. Shaman Rai, do you need a short break?
No, I'm good. Just took a sip of water. I'm fine.
Okay, all excellent. Right. Okay, area code 678 bringing you live on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Regina.
Regina, nice to meet you. I take it you're a first-time caller?
Yes.
Okay, and how can Shaman Rai help you today?
I need some assistance. Right now I'm going through a divorce and it's just a lot that's on my plate at the moment, but I'm at the tail end of it. And I want to see if me pursuing to go to trial is worth the risk, or should I just accept what he's offering from his attorney?
Okay, so let me, as you introduced yourself, I started to see a vision, and it's symbolic in some way. But first of all, are you lefty?
Am I left-hand
dominant? Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, for some reason, I was shown a woman holding a bowling ball in her left hand, getting ready to bowl, like, down the alley. But she wasn't moving forward. She was just holding the ball in her left hand. So does bowling have anything to do with you, first of all?
No.
Okay. So this whole thing is symbolic. And so it's starting to move into another area. Now,
okay.
So we'll remember that one and just hold that. Now, what I'm starting to see is cameras. But what's different is instead of the cameras just taking in images, they're like spotlights. And so the cameras are being used, and they're at 90-degree angles with the light coming out. One is lower, and let's say the light is going towards my right arm, and the other one is higher, and let's say it's going over my left shoulder. So that through the pictures, what it symbolizes is that the pictures shed light on the particular situation. So what I'm feeling like is that if you've got, to me what it's saying is, if you shine the light on the truth of what's going on, that you have powerful information, powerful story from memories or images that are there, that you're shining light on the situation. And then they keep on showing me the lady holding the bowling ball, and it's like, you know, you're getting ready, you're holding and you're holding and you're holding, and you're really not playing. You're not really fully into the game. They're saying to me that it's safe for you to go forward. You're frightened because you're in an insecure position. Financially, you're in a very insecure position. You're being threatened, basically, and you don't know whether your life is safe or not at this point in time, because you've lost that financial security, that support that had been provided previously. But yet there are things there that make your case very strong, because, again, they're showing me these lights, and they're at 90-degree angles, and they're showing me these lights coming out of the cameras. So I'm not being told anything specific about your situation, okay? But it seems like that you're just holding up. You know, you're frozen at the starting line, at the starting line of the bowling alley, as an example, you know, and not quite moving yourself forward. And you really need to get yourself engaged into this. If you're going to make up, you know, it's kind of like what was said to the first caller. They just said to me, you need to get engaged. It's kind of like what I said to the first caller. What is your intention, you know? I can't give you the confidence. The confidence has to come from within you. You know the truth of the situation. Anything
yes.
about your situation other than what I've described, right?
Yes. I mean, the reason, what's holding me up is extra money to go forward. It's
mm-hmm.
thousands of dollars, which is like I don't have, and that's why I kind of want to sell, because I don't have that extra money. But the other part of me is like, don't, because you're going to give what he wants and he's going to win, and it's not fair to me and it's not fair to my kids. So
okay.
that's why I'm in a struggle, like which way to turn. And then my attorney is like, you might want to settle. But in my head, I'm like, he did me wrong. I can't let this go knowing that he did all this and he's going to get away with it. And it's not right.
Got it. Okay. So here's the thing. I can't give you the final decision, because you have what to you appears like the real obstacle stopping you from putting out, shining the light on the truth of what happened here, okay? So
mm-hmm.
it's up to you. I mean, if you can, you know, it depends on the conversation you're going to have with your attorney, and, you know, how strong a case you feel. From what I'm seeing, from the symbols of the light being shined on it, apparently there are pictures, there are real issues here that are very clear, you know, you may have a very strong case. Now, all of a sudden, I saw a man who was kind of a hard face, is the way I would describe him. You know, he's not a pudgy face kind of person like I am. He's like athletic, very, very tight muscle along, and a very bony face and chin and hair pushed down. I don't know if that's your attorney who all of a sudden I saw, but that to me is a very strong, challenging kind of a person. And this is the kind of person that you want representing you. And, you know, so you need to work out with the attorney, you know, you may be paying him on hour, but, you know, all of a sudden I got a shot. You know, I had issues with my first wife, and I didn't have very much money at all. And basically I gave her everything, but my attorney represented me, and the attorney had to agree with me to work with me, and I didn't have the money to pay with at that moment. So mm-hmm. sometimes, you know, if you are strong and confident in what you're saying to them and you can present your case to them, I think that's why they're showing me what happened with me, then you can have that kind of conversation with your attorney. But if you're going to be uncertain about it, you know, you're not sure that you deserve it, see, that's where it all comes in. What do you feel about the whole thing? And once you make up your mind and you're clear, then your attorney is going to go with you with the intention that you bring to it.
And the funny thing, because yesterday, you know, well, Sunday he sent me an email saying, this is what his attorney, my husband's attorney, presented, and, you know, if you want to settle, that's fine. But he told me, now, when we discussed this before, you don't have to settle. So yesterday I emailed back and I said, I want to go to trial. I mean, I made up my mind. And then, you know, my attorney called me yesterday and thinking maybe I should settle. I'm like, wait, you know, it's just like confusing. So I'm just mm-hmm. like, I'm going for it, but it just seems like I don't have the support from the lawyer. That's what it feels, and it's like, oh, my God, I spent all this time and this money to this attorney, and I just don't feel like I don't get that support.
You know, sometimes you're tested. And you're tested to see, you know, how committed are you to something. Your attorney doesn't want to move forward on something if you're not 100% committed to carrying out whatever's going to come out in court, et cetera. You know, are you ready to go and do that and shine the light on the truth there? And so, you know, you've got to dig inside yourself, and you've got to come up with what is it. Now, it sounds like you made up your mind, but it sounds like there's a little bit of insecurity or uncertainty if you could be knocked off your horse by your attorney, by him saying one thing to you. So, you know, that's the way for you to look at it. Again, Spirit can't say to you, well, go this way. You've got to make up your mind. What are you going to do? But it's showing you, what Spirit is showing you is exactly what the main thing that they keep showing me is, that these camera and light coming out of it, as though, you know, pictures are taken and the light is going to be shown on the truth in many different ways. And that's up to you then to decide, okay?
Okay. I mean, I made up my mind. I really do. I really want to go for it, because, you know, this cannot, you know, go out like this. And I went too far in it to quit, in other words. And then just like, no, I'm not a quitter. I know I'm not. And, you know, and he just want to break me down because he don't think I'm going to do it because I don't have the funds to do it. But I'm going to show him that I still can do it and get it done and get what I want and what I deserve.
Good
and
for you.
And be free. Mm-hmm.
Good.
There you go.
Good.
Perfect.
For you.
Thank you.
Stay in that place. And when you feel weak, listen to the archive of this segment so that you can hear yourself saying that, because it's very powerful.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
it
have
was.
Everything.
It really changed my mind. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you have everything inside you that you need to do to accomplish anything you want in this life. Sometimes we get a little weak. We feel a little down. Our emotions cloud our vision. Wipe your eyes. Pull yourself up.
Yeah.
And go for what you want, sweetheart, because I'm not I'm not liking this situation in the way it makes me feel. You were wronged, and you need vindication, and you're going to get it. But you got to dig your heels in. Just listen to the archive of this segment and live and breathe your words, okay?
That's right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Hope
you're
welcome.
Helpful. Thank you.
Good
bye-bye.
Luck to you, sweetheart.
Thank
okay.
you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Powerful stuff, this segment. Very interesting themes we're uncovering.
Yeah, it's fascinating. A large variety of items are coming up. And you can see I'm getting images or hearing words, and you can see sometimes it's something that's going to be directly related to a person, like that dog. Other times it's going to be very symbolic, like standing at the starting line and not getting started at the bowling alley, just as an example, you know. But it's cool.
I love the symbology of that, and it's also the ball is very heavy. And you got to draw back and swing that thing and then try to hit your mark. Knock down as many pegs as you can. It's not an easy thing to do, and sometimes you get sidetracked, symbolized by the gutter. So the whole bowling reference I thought was brilliant.
Great. Well, they're, you know?
Yeah. No, it's just, you know, we're the ones who have to translate this stuff. Okay, well, let's see what's up next. Area code 402, you were up next, followed by area code 816. 111, a person who must be on a mobile device. Then area code 562, we'll try to get to you as well. It is running late in the program. We have a good 20 minutes or so. We'll try to take as many calls as we can, so we might try to speed it up a little bit for you. So jump right in with a specific question, if you would. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hi, this is Sharon. Another Sharon.
Another Sharon. Hi, Sharon. And what is your question for Shaman Rai? Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Well, I was hoping to connect with the other side, but I know you don't have a whole lot of time.
Oh, we have time.
Let me ask you something, because all of a sudden I'm getting a vision. So imagine a coil. And this may be a copper coil. You can think of it almost like a cobra, as is coiled, and yet it's standing up on end, so it's very tall kind of thing. What does that have to do? What does that bring to mind for you?
A coil. Are you there? I thought of a snake tattoo I saw on a guy, and
this is going to be more personal to you, and it didn't look like a tattoo to me. It looked like a 3D object that I was looking at, where it was more coiled at the bottom, and then it was stretching up. Now, part of this may be symbolic, so don't worry about it right now. Again, you can listen to it later on.
No, I think it's my plumbing. My plumbing has been. There's a copper tube, I guess, that's been moved from my water. It's been going through the heater instead of clean water.
Mm.
When you started talking, that's what I thought of.
Okay. All right, good. So I keep hearing, why did you do that? So why did you do that? Why was that done?
I didn't do
that. Why was it done?
To hurt me. Someone's been breaking in my home. Wait. There is a coil I thought of. It's in the end of a flashlight where they took the back of the flashlight off. So it's just the coil. But there's no cap on the flashlight. I was looking at it last night.
Yeah. No, it has more to do with that. Somebody's attacked you. Did somebody attack you?
They did my son. They killed my son.
Oh my God.
And they have been doing stuff to me, yeah. Even touching me in the night, yeah.
Did the police know about this?
What, honey?
Did the police know about this? Who's helping you?
No one's helping me, and yeah, they know about it.
Okay, because... I'm just going to, this may or may not have anything to do with you, but there was something about rape that came up.
And that could not doesn't have to be physical, but it may have been what you're describing when you described somebody
no,
by the bedside.
I've been assaulted in the night, and I think they're drugging me because I slept through it, and I can't imagine how I could. I would just like fall asleep, and then I couldn't get up, and then my body felt like it was drugged. So, you know, they come in my house, so they put stuff in my milk or coffee or cigarettes.
Is there a blonde-haired girl in your life? Are you blonde?
My daughter.
Are you? She's blonde?
My daughter. She's blonde, but she's in Far Away.
Well, I see her wearing a white, almost like a white apron of some kind, long blonde hair. So there's issues with her about humiliation of some kind and wanting to go home. So, go ahead.
Okay. My daughter has long blonde hair. She's my grandson, her son, is very sick in the hospital right now in New York. They're far from me.
I keep hearing she wanted to go home.
Yeah.
And this humiliation is going on. I don't know what's going on. Do you have a relationship with her?
Yes.
So
I know that
there's something there.
An old boyfriend came to see her this morning before she went to the hospital. I don't know what occurred there. I mean, he had hurt her really badly many years ago.
Well, when I saw her, she looked like she was not an adult. She looked like she was about 12 years old or something like that.
Okay.
And that's where the humiliation is tying into.
Okay.
I'm getting a lot, you're describing it, but I'm also getting a lot of chaos, but I'm also feeling a lot of stress in my solar plexus, and this is your solar plexus. So you are in a state of lost power, but this has something to do with when you were younger also, and this is very painful to you. It's going all the way up from my solar plexus, and it just feels like it's almost heading towards my heart. This stress and strain that I'm feeling. This is what you're feeling right now, and then I see your daughter. So something happened to your daughter when she was young. It ties into that, and then also all of a sudden I wanted to throw up, and so there's stuff coming up.
Yeah, that's when her father left us.
Got it. All right. So I'm not getting a particular being on the other side coming through, but this is much more important for you. These are the things that you have to deal with, okay, that you're not fully freed of. Now, I don't know, I'm not getting a reading on you being drugged or things like that. I don't know what's going on there. But as I said, there was something about rape that kept on coming up about you. So, and that's the closest, you know. And when you described somebody coming to your bed, I saw somebody coming to your bed. I didn't see them physically. I saw almost just a hand or a ball or something coming there to your bed.
Right.
And so, you know you're in danger. So, how are they getting in? I'm seeing the front door. How are they getting in the front door? How is that possible?
They were coming in through the attic. I figured that out. I live in condos that are connected.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that they were getting in through the attic space that was opening in my son's bedroom. So I hammered that shut, and I heard them trying to get out of that door one night. So I know that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the person who lived next door is now in prison.
He was a murderer? Was that person a murderer?
I don't know, but he was a pedophile. He was convicted
for being a pedophile. They said he was a murderer. That's what they said to me as soon as you started talking about that person.
Did he kill my son?
They said no right away as you asked that question.
Okay.
Others did it. Others did. It wasn't him. But there's an energy around you, okay, in that community that's drawing this, but there's also an energy inside you from some pain that you're carrying, and I'm not seeing it. It's not that I'm withholding it from you. I'm not being shown it. But I know that there's some kind of pain. You have dark hair. You have brown hair?
Well, it was blonde, but it's darker now, yeah.
Yeah. And so...
I don't have dark hair.
No, but I saw you in bed, and I saw this brown hair all of a sudden, and I didn't see how old you were at that point, but I got a feeling that you were actually younger in this. So there was some energy that you're carrying from when you were younger yourself, having something to do with your bed that. And I can't say exactly how old you are, but I just get a feeling of young, somewhere in that same age around, because I'm seeing your daughter, somewhere around the same age as I described your daughter of 12, but I feel like you were 10 to 12 years old, and something happened with you that scared you very much and weakened you at that point, and you've not really released that, and so you're drawing around you all of these beings of low vibration that are there. Does that make sense for you?
I don't know of anything that happened to me at that age. I can't pick, I don't know of any trauma like that. I do feel this. My mother is very, very sick right now. Losing her is a real, it's ripping me apart. I can't cope with that. I have one, trauma when I was little that has always been at me. Somebody pulled my pants down and spanked me real hard because I wanted my mother. I always thought it was my dad, but now I'm wondering if it wasn't an uncle. I don't know, but I was young, really young.
Mm-hmm.
Not Ted.
Well, I'm not being shown that.
Okay.
I'm seeing you in bed. But anyway,
I had blonde hair. I had blonde hair.
Yeah, but for some reason they show me your brown hair now.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't sort it all out right now.
My son had brown hair. He had a traumatic experience at that time.
Was his hair kind of long?
Kind of full? Very full, yeah. Full and wavy.
Oh, then it may... Yeah, that's what I saw. Brown hair that was wavy. Then it may have been him I saw. And it had something to do with him. Okay. Gosh, that's all I'm seeing right now, and
Do you see anything? If they could have, I know this sounds so crazy. What they're doing is crazy. Could be coming under my house in.
They say no.
Okay.
They actually are showing me your front door. I don't know why they're showing me or how they would get in the front door.
God showed me that too. No, God showed me that too. He showed me the door wide open.
I'm seeing the door closed, but they're focusing on that front door. So I don't know,
Can I say something? The girl you read right before me, everything you said, like, I could relate to. The bowling, as my mother, she's right-handed, but she bowls left-handed.
Hmm.
And she used to bowl all the time. And then the lights, I've got my right one above my right shoulder is lower than the left one, and I know that they've got bugs and cameras in the house because I found one. My mom and I had found one.
This is so disturbing to me because you're the second person I know where people are bugging someone's phone, cameras in the house, listening devices, and the FBI's not involved, and it's there's something in the community where people turn a blind eye.
Yeah, this shit's crazy, and what I'm realizing now is that it's been going on a long time, and I just never realized it, you know. But who would think that this stuff would go on? I mean, the Homeowners Association for years, but my son's murder, I think something has to do with that, too, because they changed some of the evidence around in the house. It was never called a murder. It was called an accident.
How old was he?
22.
My God. I don't know how you're standing up. I really don't.
No, I'm really not right now. But, you know, the thing, I wish one of you guys could get something. I know they are drugging me. I know, because I've got a bad back. So I know what it feels like to take pain medicine.
The hard part my client has is that her story sounds so out there that people don't believe her.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And that's the point. I realize that's the point.
Right, but my first
they want me to
her,
look crazy.
They do, and it's a community of people doing it. My first words to her after she said hello was, your telephone is tapped. And her first words were, thank you, because nobody else believes me. So it's coming to an end.
Can you tell this one is? Can you guys pick up who's hacking onto this one?
I don't know who's doing it, but I feel creepy all over and like you're being watched.
Yeah.
You got to go to the police and don't leave them alone until they offer some assistance.
Well, I can tell you right now, the police are doing part of it. Okay? The police are doing it.
And
when I tried to get police reports on the vandalism and stuff like that, I called up and I was upset and I wanted to see my son's file. They've never let me see it. I wanted copies. I wanted to get copies of my police report to get my air conditioner fixed. And instead, they showed up here about 12 undercover guys and then 3 uniform cars, and they grabbed me, handcuffed me, and took me down and tried to have me committed. Had me drug tested. Fortunately, my daughter's an attorney, and they didn't have the legal right to do anything, and I wasn't doing drugs. But that's what they're trying to do. So I can't get any help from them.
Why? What about putting up cameras of your own so that you can see if people are coming in?
Right. They watch me. I mean, I have a small place, and they know everything I do. So I'm trying to figure out where they've got the damn cameras. That's why I thought that when you had that vision of the lights and the picture, that it could be this light that's down. I had suspected that. They know where I put everything is my point.
Mm-hmm.
I can't figure out how the hell they're getting in the house when they're not open. Because they're getting in without even opening the front door.
I would absolutely, you can get an MP3 recorder. You can get any number of devices to set it up if you go to sleep. I personally would stay awake and sit in front of the door with a weapon, but that's just me. You can get any type of device.
I have, but they're not coming in the door. And as soon as I fall asleep, they're in here. They know when I'm sleeping. Shit, they're like Santa Claus.
That's where it gets very tricky. But I don't think we can offer any more help than what Shaman Rai has offered. And I do understand how painful it is and how people react to a story like that because already
worked with somebody. Well, I reacted that way. I mean, that's why they got away with it for so long, because who would think anybody would do this?
You wouldn't think anybody. Does this have anything to do with your ex-husband? What did he do?
He's passed away.
Okay. All right.
But do you see anything getting better for me?
The only thing I could even think to say to you is, why don't you move? You have a homeowners association and the police involved.
I have no money, and they have destroyed my house. They have replaced doors. They have cut up everything. They come in and they steal anything I have.
Yeah. And what about your daughter, who's the attorney? Could she lend you some money to just
help
relocate?
She's not even working. They have no income. My grandson's going through chemo, and she has two other babies.
Okay. I see. This is a really tough one. I wish there was something we could tell you to end this for you, but I don't think that's coming through for us.
Well, if it
does, sorry, Sharon.
No, that's okay. You've got my number.
I do.
If you come up with anything, give me a call.
I will do that.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
God bless, Sharon.
All right. God bless.
You're in our prayers.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's a tough situation. I mean, people don't believe that other people can do this, but it actually happens. Well, we're out of time.
Yeah. Well, it's been an interesting show.
Very interesting.
A lot of great callers.
A lot of great callers and a lot of interesting themes and interesting information that got to come through. And they got a real demonstration on how spirit speaks to you and how it's, an interesting process to translate those messages for people. But very well done. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I know the callers did as well. Let me just mention your website.
Thank you for having me on. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Sure.
I will talk to you. Of course, you'll be back next month. The schedule is on the website, spiritualinsightsradio.com. Also visit shamanrive.com. Is that the website address for you?
Yeah, shamanrai.com,
and it's spelled shamanrai.com. And don't forget, you can get a 25% discount on a one-hour session. That is for first-time clients only. But experience a healing for yourself, or get at least an hour of time to speak with Shaman Rai. A lot of times 10 minutes isn't enough to translate and break down all the information coming through. So consider getting a one-on-one session. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Shaman Rai, I will speak with you very soon.
Great. Thank you so much, and happy holidays to everyone and yourself, Charlotte, too.
Thank you.
Take care.
To you. Okay, everyone. Until next time, God bless, and be at peace.